Tucker Carlson, no presidential candidate hated more by media than Robert F. Kennedy Jr. by Jordan Dixon Hamilton on June 22, 2023. Tucker Carlson called out the establishment's attempt to censor Democrat presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and claimed that no presidential candidate has been hated more by the media than RFK Jr. Carlson called out the establishment media for attacking Kennedy's campaign launch more so than former President Donald Trump's 2016 launch. For example, Carlson noted that the New York Times waited until the 17th paragraph of the story to attack Trump while attacking Kennedy in the very first sentence of the story. 8 years later, the Times attacked Bobby Kennedy in the very first sentence of the story. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the paper declared, announced a presidential campaign on Wednesday built on relitigating COVID-19, shutdowns, and shaking Americans' faith in science, Carlson said. Carlson called out the Los Angeles Times for calling him a threat to democracy, and National Public Radio for accusing Kennedy of providing moral support to crazed extremists. Carlson played a short clip from Kennedy's latest appearance on Joe Rogan's podcast, which caused outrage from Dr. Peter Hotez and other left-wingers. Carlson said, "Bobby Kennedy asked a lot of questions like that. He notices things. Kennedy pays attention to the world around him, and he wonders why it's changing. He's an outdoorsman, a falconer, and a fly fisherman. He's interested in how nature works. He's curious. Not so long ago, these qualities were considered essential to the practice of science. All scientific discovery comes from observation, empiricism, patience, watching. Without the willingness to put aside your presumptions and assess with honesty the things you see and touch and smell, the changes taking place right in front of your face, you can't do science. You can't create art either, or journalism, or theology. You have to be willing to notice the obvious, and when they tell you you're not allowed to notice the obvious, you should be concerned." Carlson then called out Vice reporter Anna Merlon for attempting to get Kennedy's appearance on Rogan's podcast pulled from Spotify. Carlson added, "As Kennedy spoke on the Rogan show, a reporter for Vice.com called Anna Merlon was watching. Merlon was so enraged by what she saw that she dashed off an article attacking Joe Rogan's employer for allowing the conversation to take place. Spotify has stopped even sort of trying to stem Joe Rogan's vaccine misinformation," read the headline. The piece never even described much of what Bobby Kennedy had actually said. Merlon dismissed the entire interview as a detailed survey of Kennedy's most dangerously incorrect views, a far too extensive list to outline in full. In other words, we here at Vice don't have time to describe all of Bobby Kennedy's lies, but trust us, they were lies. Carlson then praised Kennedy for his increased popularity despite the establishment's attempt to censor him. "A New Economist poll shows that Kennedy is more popular and far less hated than either major party frontrunner. After almost 20 years of being silenced, Bobby Kennedy Jr. is being heard, and why wouldn't he be?" Carlson noted. "Kennedy's theories about vaccines may be right and may be partially right, they could be even utterly wrong. No one's proved it either way. But what we can say with certainty is that America's medical establishment has beclowned itself for all time," Carlson added. "Its official positions on vaccines, psychiatric drugs, puberty blockers, reassignment surgeries, a long list of other politically fashionable priorities have no connection whatsoever to legitimate science, it's all effectively witchcraft." Kennedy offered Carlson a simple thanks in response to the sixth episode of his Twitter show, quoting the tweet and adding, "Grateful." Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jdixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.